Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hang on, I'm working on it. Just a sec, I'm ready. Wait.
Hey, welcome into the Rob Brown Show. Lonzo here while Rob untangles his headphones. And you should watch it on stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter to see what a chore that actually was. It was a struggle, man. It was like watching Three Stooges, but there's only like one. So I mean,
one stooge.
Yeah, I was. Well, you know, it was. I could have said, I don't know, Laurel and Hardy, but I'm not sure people get that reference as much as Three Stooges. Abbott and Costello.
Howdy, everybody! Happy Monday. I mean, I know who Abbott and Costello are.
Do you know who Laurel and Hardy is?
I know of Laurel and Hardy. I don't know who they are. I can't say I've watched
there
a bunch
a
of Laurel and
Hardy. There was a fat dude, and there was a skinny dude. And I think they started
Even
out
every,
in silent.
Doesn't every comedy duo have a fat guy and a skinny guy?
Yeah, and the fat guy's always the funny guy. Talk about typecasting.
Right?
It's still that way now, I think.
I didn't say that. You did.
No, I wasn't talking about it on this show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, who's who?
Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. How do you do? Great to be with you. How was your weekend? Hope it was exceptional.
Hey, Rob, my weekend was fantastic.
I bet it was. Lonzo is red, golden, whited from top to bottom. And ready to roll, as 2 weeks from yesterday, his squad will be lining it up against Jalen and the Eagles in the next iteration of the Super Bowl. Congratulations, buddy.
I sent a text to Rob, and he responded.
Sure
it
did.
Was, I mean, that's how, what an amazing event that was yesterday.
Sure did. It does work better when you catch me when I'm awake.
Well, I figured you were probably watching. So
I was probably watching.
You know, because of work.
I was definitively watching, ladies and gentlemen. We have got a lot to talk about with these two games, but I have to start out of the gate with some audio. I think it's only fair because we have got quite a bit of it to run through on the radio broadcast today. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't even know where I want to start. Wait, yes, I do. I'm going to go Travis Kelce out the gate. Now, if you haven't heard the audio from last week, we didn't get to it on this show because it broke after the show was over. And I'm not going to play it because I forgot to download it. But the mayor of Cincinnati on Friday said that he could not wait for the Cincinnati Bengals to go into Burrowhead Stadium, where Joey B had won three in a row. He was ready to go to Burrowhead Stadium. And if there is a lesson here that needs to be learned, it might be this. Whether you play for the team, Trevor Lawrence, whether you just rep the team, mayor of Cincinnati, maybe, just maybe, don't give any unnecessary ammo to the squad lining up opposite yours on game day. Maybe just don't do that. It's just an idea. Why? Because these are grown-ass men who don't take too kindly to being insulted for no reason, and they might just use it as a little ammo about your team. And we know that the Kansas City Chiefs did that when they took on the Jags a while back. Trevor Lawrence said, you know, I'm used to going into, I don't think Arrowhead's anything special. It was tough to hear for Jacksonville. Everybody all week was referring to Arrowhead as Burrowhead, and the chefs very clearly took that personally. Let me grab clip 2A out of the gate here, Zoe, because after the game was over, and those of you who were paying attention, you'll know that the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC Championship game and are going back to the Super Bowl, the Kelce Bowl, the Reed Bowl, whatever you want to call it.
Third one of my lifetime.
Yes, indeed.
Very, very excited about it.
So, after the game was over, on the field at Burrowhead Stadium, Patrick Mahomes was getting his post-game interview conducted by, I think, Tracy Wolfson. And then, noted not a real man, Travis Kelce showed up. Clip 2A, if you don't mind. And he, on national television, in front of Patrick Mahomes, on the field at Burrowhead Stadium, said this.
I just want to thank God, man.
Woo! Burrowhead my ass! Woo! It's Mahomes' house!
Hey!
Woo!
That sounds familiar. Like I've heard that somewhere before.
I wouldn't know where.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a premonition that I might hear that Friday night.
Whoa!
By, you know, everyone in the crowd.
Whoa!
I don't know where that would come from. It sounds theoretically like something that like a pro wrestler would do.
Sounds like something the man would do.
Yeah. It sounds like something a pro wrestler would do, but not noted real man Travis Kelce. But Kelce was not done because Terry Bradshaw handed the Philadelphia Eagles their NFC Championship trophy. And by the way, how do we feel about old TB? I'm a big Bradshaw guy, but there are a lot of folks calling for TB to step away after that NFC Championship presentation, saying that he's lost it. I don't know, man. There were people that were offended that after he interviewed Patrick Mahomes, he turned around and said to the offensive line, hey, you big uglies, get up here. They were like, oh, it's not nice that Terry Bradshaw would call them ugly. It's like, ah, dude, they're offensive linemen. They call themselves ugly. They know what they are. Anyway, on the stage, Travis Kelce got a mic again and had a special message for the mayor of Cincinnati.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy? Huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
I'm not a Kansas City Chiefs fan, Lonzo. I am a huge Travis Kelce fan. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. Again, no idea where that comes from. Sounds like a silly professional wrestling catchphrase, but noted man Travis Kelce wouldn't do that. Woo!
You know, it sounds like something that I heard like the biggest star in the world say at some point. It does sound like that.
Jokes aside,
and if you're watching the stream, he probably did some of this.
Jokes aside, how great is it that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes took the title of Burrowhead Stadium back and then dropped a know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni, on the mayor of Cincinnati? Incredible.
Look, your guy Eli Apple's trending for some reason.
Yeah, because he's taking his ass on a plane back to Cancun. If you missed that one, last week, after the Bills game, there were some choice words about some things that happened on the field. And Eli Apple retweeted another player who put up a stat line and said, and two tickets to Cancun later. And then yesterday, Eli Apple not only got roasted by, and we're going to talk about this coming up in the next segment, a Kansas City Chiefs team that was missing, Lonzo, I think, almost all of their wide receivers.
Yeah, and this morning, on one of those morning shows, all they could talk about was, but Tyreek Hill isn't there. But Tyreek Hill is, it's a shut up. He hasn't been there all year. And nobody was there yesterday. And guess what? In the end, didn't matter. Kansas City still won.
Tons of wide receivers missing out of that Chiefs lineup. Patrick Mahomes got it done on a flat tire anyway. And Eli Apple, who got absolutely roasted. Also, by the way, on a 3rd-and-10 situation that could have gotten the Chiefs off the field and flipped it over, got called for a terrible, stupid holding call in the defensive backfield that gave the Chiefs another opportunity. I think they ended up with a field goal on that drive, if I recall correctly. Either way, Eli, enjoy Cancun, buddy. Say hello to everybody that you were smack-talking on the way out. Look, we're going to talk about this game coming up here in just a minute from right now. We're going to talk about quarterbacking in the NFL because San Francisco ended up having to lean on QB4 in the NFC Championship game. QB4, they threw the ball 18 times. You'd think if they threw the ball 18 times, they must have run it 35, 40, right? Nope, 24. Barely enough plays for a half, forget a full game. So, we will talk about quarterbacking in the NFL. Here's what I will say. There is, and I'm going to say this and then back slowly away from the great one. There is a hefty number of fans and analysts on the social medias right now saying that the Chiefs got kid-gloved by the referees in the late part of the game. That the referees were calling that game one-sided one way and that the Chiefs were the beneficiaries. I will tell you that the last call, the roughing out of bounds call, was 170,000% a justified and correct call. Do I think some calls got missed? Hell yes, I do. Do I think some tic-tacs got called? Hell yes, I do. Do I think that a lot of them went the direction of Kansas City? Absolutely, I do. But you can't call that at the end of the game. Yes, you can. That was a blatant and egregious roughing out of bounds call, unnecessary roughness out of bounds call, had to be called, and the Chiefs did what they needed to get it to get it done. And OBT Dubs did it while Patrick Mahomes was on a flat tire and still went for 326, two touchdowns, and a couple of massive scampers that kept drives alive.
First of all, you hit the biggest star in the NFL right now out of bounds. And they're not going, I'll just let him play. I do have a major problem, and I need someone to explain this to me. Explain to me why supposedly the NFL wanted the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and not Cincinnati, and that's the reason why supposedly they decided to make calls a certain way to make sure that Kansas City got in Super Bowl. I want to know why. I also want to know why you dislike Kansas City. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. Your team ain't in there because they weren't good enough. That's really what it comes down to. And Cincinnati very easily could have won that game. That was the better game yesterday for sure. And it's funny how if it's against a team you pull for, you're like, yeah, that was justified. You should. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's petty. It's stupid. It makes no sense. It just doesn't. Yeah, it's. I know I say it's a work all the time. This was not a work. If it was a work, Cincinnati should be playing in the Super Bowl because they got all the hype about
how they should be in.
Joe Burrow is going to surpass Patrick Mahomes.
Stop.
Maybe I'm watching shows you don't watch.
Stop.
And if so, you need to tell me the shows you watch because maybe I need to watch those shows because they may not say that, but the ones I did.
The entire week.
Now, was nothing but Bengals talk.
What are
all
you?
All week.
I need to know what shows you're watching because all week talk was if Patrick Mahomes can come out and do it on a flat tire, goat him. Brady who? Mahomes.
Dude, I did not hear that anywhere. Absolutely not anywhere. Definitely didn't hear it on this show, and I didn't hear it anywhere else. Didn't see it anywhere else. All I heard was Joe Burrow, who I really like, by the way. I'm not going to dog Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the real deal. He's done some amazing things in college and since he's been in the NFL. But the sports media decided he's the next guy. He's going to overtake. They haven't beat Joe Burrow in 3 games. He owns Kansas City. I heard that on a couple of different networks.
And I'm happy
to
tell you why.
On several different shows.
I am happy to tell you
because
why.
Because there's a narrative being written by one guy somewhere, and they all take off with it.
No.
Oh,
no,
sure.
That's not why.
It's absolutely
I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because of the fact that for about 3 years, Patrick Mahomes was called Baby Goat. And I know that's true because you got upset about it. Madden put Mahomes on the cover next to Brady and called it the Goat Edition. For about 3 or 4 years, Patrick Mahomes was called the Baby Goat. And the fact that while Mahomes is being called the next, the Baby Goat, you don't have to like it, but that is true. I'll show you the Madden cover.
Yeah, I've seen the Madden cover.
Brady,
I won't play that game.
Brady has fallen out.
You got Mahomes and some cheater.
Brady has fallen out. Josh Allen got bumped, right? The NFL is always looking for, when I got hired here, well, when anybody gets hired in any radio station, anytime somebody cracks the mic, what is the one thing we're supposed to cause? Conflict, drama, chaos, right? Because conflict breeds opinion, and it breeds debate, and it breeds conversation, and that's what we're going for.
I don't know what any of that stuff is.
So, for 3 or 4 years, Mahomes has been called the Baby Goat. The Goat has fallen off, at least according to the outcome of the season. Josh Allen got bumped in round two and in an ugly way. So the only conversation now was, can Burrow overtake Mahomes in the conversation of QB power rankings? And the answer to, I think, anybody who's been watching the NFL is that Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football right now, okay? If I had to power rank every NFL QB, Patrick Mahomes is number one. And I would be willing to bet that upwards of 90% of people with any objectivity in my role would say the same thing. We're looking for who is going to disrupt that power structure, and the only one who could have was Joey B, so Joey B got talked about.
I mean, this is because this goes along with what you're saying. Trending right now in the United States, NFL, hashtag NFL rigged.
Yes, I'm not saying it did or did not happen.
I will say this, though, and you'll disagree just because if the roles were reversed and the supposed bad calls were happening to Kansas City and Cincinnati was going to the Super Bowl this time, the NFL is rigged hashtag would not be happening because sports media decided that Cincinnati surpassed. All right. Let's talk about ESPN. Let's talk about Fox. Let's talk about all the. Do you not see those things?
No. I think that for whatever reason, if anybody levies a. And I'm not saying Lonzo specifically, although I think you're in this group right now. I cannot tell you since I have been here how many times I've been told, Rob, you always beat up on my team and nobody else's. Over my career, I can be in the middle of two different universities. I can be in the middle of two different schools. And if you ask fans of both schools, I hate their school and I love the other school. And it's always been that way. It happens literally right now. There is this thing that fans do that if another team gets talked about, you recognize that and you lean on that more than when your team gets talked about. Yes, as an objective viewer who did not have a dog in this fight, so to speak. I did not have a team I preferred to win. I recognize that KC is, if they're not a dynasty, very close to being one. And I very much like Joe Burrow in the ice coldness of Joey B. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't have a preferred winner. I wanted a great game. I think we got it. But I think that in trying to make Kansas City Cincinnati as entertaining as possible, in a game that Kansas City was consensus favored by every single sports book, you've got to make it interesting somehow. So you talk about what Cincinnati can do right to get in. That's not anti-KC.
That line was going back and forth the entire week. You talked about how that is. So there's no consensus that Kansas City is going to win.
It settled by Thursday on Kansas City, like -2.5, and it stayed there till kickoff. It wasn't a big spread. It wasn't a ridiculous spread. I think it's probably even money if Cincinnati's offensive line, which, by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs freaking cooked in the first half. Would they have 3 sacks in the first quarter alone?
I'm sure Buffalo will say they couldn't do that because of the snow.
I don't know what they need to say to get over it, but KC's DL cooked the Cincinnati O-line. And, by the way, I'll also say this while we're going both ways. Cincinnati had 2 turnovers go in and out of their hands. 2 turnovers that Cincinnati left on the field. Kansas City scored on both of them.
Kansas City had an interception, an obvious interception from McDuffie, too, that he just completely dropped. So, I mean, that goes both ways, too, as far as that goes. This was an entertaining game. I think, in the end, whoever won, if Cincinnati beat Kansas City, I would have been disappointed, for sure. But they would have beat them. And it would have been kind of fair, unlike the other game.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I do want your opinion on this. I do want your opinion on this. Do you feel the officiating, specifically in the fourth quarter of that game last night, was one-sided? You know, I go back, and like I said, and we're going to talk about this with the NBA, too, because I don't know if you saw the controversy in the NBA this weekend. LeBron got beat up for being a crybaby because I don't think people understood the context of the situation that LeBron got heated in.
By the way, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure he was being a crybaby because all NBA players are crybabies.
Hater.
They just are.
Hater.
Hey, it's allowed.
Hater.
It's encouraged. That's what they do. It's a part of the game.
I'm sick of this Lonzo narrative that LeBron's a crybaby. So we're going to talk controversy.
He's a very rich crybaby.
He is. I'll say this. I got about 4 or 5 texts after that game was over. Unsolicited. 4 or 5 texts after that game was over last night, the Chiefs-Cincinnati game, from people going, I feel like that was rigged. I feel like that was rigged. And as Lonzo pointed out, hashtag NFL rigged is trending right now. And since this morning alone, there are almost 40,000 tweets with hashtag NFL rigged on it. That is a lot of tweets.
I'm just curious, with those people who believe that it's rigged, do you now hate Kansas City? Do you blame them? Or do you blame the NFL? I'm just curious. Because if it's rigged, are you still going to continue to watch?
Here's this thing.
Are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Because it's rigged, so we already know that Philadelphia is going to win it. Why
would you say
Philadelphia
is going to win it because it's rigged? If the NFL is rigged, conversation is real.
If it's rigged,
your team got the benefit.
No. If it's rigged, Philadelphia is going to win it.
Why?
Because they have been the front runners and the darlings of the sports media for the entire year.
I thought Cincinnati was the darlings. Wait. I thought Josh Allen was the. You've got all these darlings. It's everybody but the Chiefs are the darlings.
Yes. Yes.
That doesn't sound a little like opposite conspiratorial to you?
I don't know what you're getting
at. The Bills are the darlings. The Bengals are the darlings. Everybody who is lined up against Cincinnati or against Kansas City is the darlings, yet you guys keep winning.
Hey, I get I'm going at your boys. And,
it's not
and
my
now
boys.
You're trying to, all you
my
guys,
boys play in the NFC, buddy. All your, I don't have boys.
I'm talking about your media guys. All you guys on that side of the
I'm
glass.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. You're the one who has called three different teams darlings so far in this segment.
You might as well be saying Burrowhead sitting over there, Rob Brown.
Whoa, you jabronis. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Do want your thoughts. 71307 is the text line. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Last night's game specifically, is there a problem with the officiating? Is Lonzo right? Is everybody but the Chiefs the darling, even though there's 40,000 tweets this morning alone saying the Chiefs got the benefit last night? Ooh, it's spicy in here, y'all. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's Monday. Let's have a little fun on the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. It is also Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting back into the groove, ain't we? By the way, here's a fun stat that I came across during the break. The Philadelphia Eagles are the fourth team in NFL history to win a playoff game by 24 or more points. Three teams have done it before this year. The record for those three teams in the Super Bowl, a perfect 3-0.
Oh, that's no surprise there, because there were circumstances yesterday. I would love to have seen Brock Purdy be completely healthy for the entire game to see what the final score would be. But so you're saying, according to history, Kansas City has no shot.
I'm saying, according to history, Kansas City is up against perfect statistics, nothing else.
But since they have the refs on their side, they're probably okay.
Maybe. We'll see. See how it plays out. How do we feel about the officiating in that game last night? Got a couple of texts that have come in so far. Text said, not a Kansas City fan, but the ref was clearly running onto the field and blowing the whistle, but nobody heard because of how loud it was. Just bad luck. The refs during, let me find the rest of that text, see where it went. The refs during the Eagles game sucked much more, end quote.
Yeah, there were some bad calls and non-calls, like that one touchdown that was not a touchdown. But you got to blame the coaching staff for San Francisco for not throwing a challenge flag on that, because it obviously hit the ground and they got that touchdown out of that. And there was some other stuff like, what are they doing? So I think officiating overall, these are supposed to be the best of the best that the NFL has. Aren't these all-star crews? That get to go to the playoffs because they've done so well the entire year? They still do that, right?
As far as I know, you have to earn your way in and have tenure to do championship games in a Super Bowl. Doesn't mean that there aren't the Bill Vinoviches of the world that don't go in and screw the pooch when they get the opportunity to.
Hey, human error is part of the game. Whether you like referees or not, they're going to make some mistakes. I find it hard to believe that there was a directive from on high saying, okay, this is a team we want to win.
I don't disagree with you.
Screw you, America. They're going to the Super Bowl. And yes, I'm trying to sound like Vince McMahon.
I was going to say.
I'd go all the way.
Reference understood.
I'd go all the way, but I'd lose my voice for sure.
Look, here's what I'll say. The two plays that drew the most ire from social media were the hit on Patrick Mahomes as he ran out of bounds. In fact, go ahead and grab me clip number 4, if you don't mind. Here is the audio from the play that added 15 and set up the Chiefs for a game winner.
Here's Mahomes rolling out on 3rd and 4. He's going to go for the, yes, he's got the marker, and he's got the out-of-bounds to stop it. And Osai was hurt as he hit the bench, and a flag's coming in to put him 15 yards closer.
Oh, my gosh. That's only time he had to use the legs fully. He turned on, and he put it on himself, and that's going to put them in position to get.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense, number 58.
And that 15 yards
from the end of the play.
He's going to take this all the way into an inside of about 40-yard field goal attempt to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, and right there at the end.
Gene?
Playing great all day and can't make that decision.
Yeah, guys, on this play, you can clearly see that Patrick Mahomes has both feet out in the white as he's getting hit. This is a late hit out of bounds on the play.
Ball goes all the way to the 23, so from there it'd be 41 yards, and Butker has already come out. Osai is getting attended to as he ran into the bench, awkwardly landing, but his penalty was a crucial one for Kansas City to get them into really makeable range now.
Well, Chris Jones, your best defensive player, ends the drive before. Now you put it, Mahomes down receivers. You don't want to use your ankle, do you, Jim? You don't want to run. You haven't done it. Now he turned down the Jets, the fastest we saw him run all day, giving his team a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
So there you go. That was the call. And the call was spot on. No problem with it. The other call that a lot of folks were upset about, just a few minutes before that, 3rd down and long for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City sets up. They go with, if I recall correctly, 2 wide receivers left, tight end to the right-hand side, and a running back. Mahomes drops back. The play begins. There's nothing there for Kansas City. And then out of nowhere, the play is blown dead. The play gets blown dead. Kansas City gets to reset, takes another crack. It results in, if I recall correctly, I think that may have been the Eli Apple holding. Either way, Kansas City gets the first down. And a lot of folks were going, wait. The refs saw that that play was not working for Kansas City and they blew it dead. And that is definitively not what happened. In fact, there's a video going around on social media in response to that claim right now.
They showed it last night during the game.
Yeah.
They showed him coming on the field. If you want to blame anybody for this, blame the Cincinnati mayor. Blame the Burrowhead. Yeah. You know why? Because it was so loud in there, they couldn't hear the whistle. And that's not the first time that happened. There was a one or two more plays earlier in the game where the play stopped, And the players couldn't hear it because it was that loud. You did this, Cincinnati. So quit blaming the referees. It's your fault that they were so loud in there.
It was there were just a couple of spots where fans are losing their minds right now. A couple of spots where fans are going, oh, that was clearly in favor of KC. It's like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. The win of the penalty going out of bounds was very clearly and obviously a penalty that had to be called, and the referee was running on the field to stop the clock. There are some spots I am not disagreeing. The intentional grounding on Joe Burrow.
Oh, for sure that was grounding.
I'm not disagreeing it was grounding, but I'm saying Mahomes had a very similar play a handful of series before that. That was not grounding. Either it is or it isn't.
Did it go past the line of scrimmage when Mahomes threw it?
Burrows,
you can go back and look, but Burrows did not.
Burrows did not, but there was... He was facing the opposite direction, but there was a running back on the opposite side of the offensive line that I would subjectively, up for interpretation, have considered a receiver in the area that would have made that not a grounding.
Dude, he was 8 or 9 yards down the field.
I don't disagree.
He was in that direction, but so were a lot of other guys. I get what you're saying, but
that's why I said it's subjective.
But I think it got called because, and I believe it was Tony Romo pointed out, it didn't go past the line of scrimmage. If it went past the line of scrimmage, it would have hit alignment.
Maybe gets away with it.
No, it would hit alignment.
Right. Yes,
and that would have been a penalty also.
But the point of all of that is, as I mentioned, it is wildly subjective. That particular call is wildly subjective. But
by the letter of the rule, it was a penalty.
Right. So, you know, again, I can't say. I am not going to sit here and say that I think the officiating was in Kansas City's favor. I'm not. I am going to say that the people who are claiming that it was because of a couple of spots that were questionable holds that were or were not called, et cetera, I understand why people feel that way.
My favorite one was, it's not his fault. He was going really fast and he couldn't slow down. He didn't mean to hit him. Okay. All right.
Here's a couple of texts that have come in. Texter says, fam, wouldn't have mattered if they caught a late hit on that play. The NFL would have just given Kansas City more do-overs until they got into field goal range.
You guys, you know, I hate this. I hate when people make themselves look bad. And that's what you're doing, Texter. I mean, you make yourself look bad. You're smarter than that. Come on.
Texter said, Lonzo is right. LeBron is a crybaby. He was 15 of 30 from the floor. Make more shots and that call wouldn't matter. I'm coming back to that LeBron thing. That LeBron thing's getting a segment.
And I want to remind you, all NBA players are whiners. Exactly.
Texter said, I don't know that late hit. Personal foul was definitely a first quarter personal foul, so it should be a fourth quarter penalty. Can't do that. Got to be more disciplined. Yeah, that's that one. Again, that one was a foul. Texter says, it's just odd how Kansas City can never beat anyone clean. The ref is always distracted or knocked out.
Hey,
the ref bump.
It's kind of odd. I'm just saying that Kansas City can't seem to do it on the up and up. You know, I think maybe some money exchange hands or something over there. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not accusing anyone.
Not saying, just saying. I don't know, man. As I said, I don't. I'll put it this way. To the chagrin of many of you and Lonzo especially. If you want to circle a play to say that the NFL is rigged, 2019 NFC Championship game, LA Rams, New Orleans Saints, the worst missed pass interference call in the history of the National Football League. And you know what's funny about it? I get Lonzo rolling his eyes and laughing, et cetera, but not a damn one of you will say that I'm wrong. Not a one of you will say that I'm wrong.
If you are wondering if Rob has a quota of how many times he has to mention that per year or someone from New Orleans will come after him, he does. So he's we're on like 3 or 4 already, and we're not even out of January?
Oh, there's no quota. This is all me. All me. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will wrap up AFC Championship game. We got to get to NFC Championship game also on the show today. If you missed that LeBron story, I will get to that. But I also want you to know in that LeBron story that the NBA Officials Union has apologized for what happened. We're going to talk about that coming up in a little while. Speaking of the NBA, I don't know if you caught the controversy caused by a Reddit thread. Las Vegas took the NBA Defensive MVP Award off the books for a couple of days because of a Reddit post. And it's unbelievable. I'll talk to you about that controversy and more. It's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wrapping up hour number one of the Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you. So after the game is over, the unnecessary roughness on Mahomes gives the Chiefs 15 more. It allows a long field goal to go through. Chiefs take a three-point lead, 3 seconds on the clock. Cincinnati tries the razzle-dazzle for a miracle kickoff return. It does not work. Chiefs win. They take the AFC title. They head to the dance. On the way to the locker room, the Bengals' Jermaine Pratt was not happy with the call or the decision, I should say, of Osei, the linebacker slash edge rusher who got the penalty. I'm going to go to clip number three here, if you don't mind, Lonzo. In case you wondered if it means anything to these guys, in case you wonder, or if you're one of those people that go, I'm a college guy because NFL's all about the money. They don't care. Listen to this as Jermaine Pratt gets into Osei's face as they walk into the locker room about his decision to pop Mahomes out of bounds.
This is my last year. The fuck? Why the you touch the quarterback?
All right, don't listen to that. Because I thought I caught them all.
You did not.
That's why Lonzo's on the ball. Anyway, in a clip that will be further edited and played later, he says, the bleep were you doing? Why the bleep did you touch the quarterback? What the bleep was that? I caught two of them. That's on me. That's why Lonzo's in charge. All right? That is three dump buttons in my career with Lonzo, but two of them have come this year.
Oh, no. There was one Friday, but that wasn't you.
True. True. So there have been four dumb buttons. One wasn't me. One was me. Two of them were this year. Anyway, Jermaine Pratt, in audio that you will hear later in the show, drops three F-bombs into the face of his own teammate as they went into the locker room because of his decision to pop Mahomes out of bounds and effectively, I'm not going to say give KC the game, because that was what, Lonzo? That was a 43-yard field goal?
Yeah, shout out to Harrison Butker. Every time I see this guy kick, I go back a few years ago. He was in Panthers camp. I was sitting down in the end zone watching him kick and miss wide every single time and thinking, man, I hope this guy ain't the Panthers kicker. Then he gets traded to Kansas City, and the rest is history.
He's been cashed since then.
He has. But I always remember sitting there. I'm sitting on the hill basically by myself. Just watching, going, oh, this is bad. This is not even close.
Harrison Butker was good from 43. Here's the thing. That kick would not have been good from much further. He had maybe another 2-3 yards. Maybe. Could have maybe got it from 46. But it was, who was it, Jay Feely last night, I think. They brought in Jay Feely just to talk during kicks. And Feely came in. And they said, what's the difference between 43 and 58 from this spot? And he goes, the difference is at 58. Bucker's got the leg to make 58. But at 58, you kind of got to downgrade the accuracy stat and upgrade the power stat. You got to care more about getting it there than getting it straight. He goes from 43, he's got a good chance because you can just focus on, you don't have to really boom the ball at 43. You just got to make sure it's at the goalpost. And 43, usually you can sneak it in with your regular kicking motion. From 58, you'd have to put the efficiency bonus into power, not accuracy. And that makes it a little tougher. I'm not saying Harrison Butker doesn't make the kick from 58. I'm saying it's obviously a much bigger challenge. And maybe we go to overtime with, by the way, the new overtime rules in the playoffs that are there because of last year's Kansas City-Cincinnati overtime game. So that play call, that penalty call was enormous. Butker might make it from 58, but the probability drops dramatically.
You know, it's just like in life, Rob. One bad choice can cost the whole team.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. Jose is going to be answering for that for a very long time. He did his presser afterwards, and somebody in the media was like, hey, we saw Jermaine getting your grill. How you doing? He's like, oh, we're a big family here. Yeah, you might be, but somebody's sleeping on the floor. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. We'll get into the NFC Championship game. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. My name is Rob Brown. The great Lonzo's at the helm. You're listening to the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.